talking with you again, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, it was nice talking with you, and good job on following up, man.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm a regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm walking and breathing.
I love that. I'm blessed. Yeah, there we go. Hey, another day in paradise, man. Everyone, we take it granted for, living another day, you know?
Right.
That's incredible.
Or, anytime I talk with people, it's like, oh, living the dream, like, waiting to wake up, huh?
I love that. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm stealing it from you.
Yeah, go for it. Same thing, like, living in paradise, eventually it's going to end.
Yep. Hey, one day we wake up. Yep.
So, oh, yeah. Exactly. You got it.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, that's awesome. And I'm speaking with Kevin. Is that right?
Yes, John, you're correct.
Awesome, man. It's a pleasure meeting you, Kevin. I'm going to do this. I'm going to pull up a few notes here from Hawk just to make sure to catch up to speed on this call here. In the meantime, did you have any questions regarding our program or how it works?
No. Honestly, I've probably had 10 different conversations with different companies, but one thing I'll give you guys is you're persistent. And squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yes, sir.
I was raised off of that, so I'll always listen. Obviously what I do for a living is sell people a product, and
yeah,
I'm always curious to see what everybody else has to offer. And like I told Hawk with him, I'm actually in contract with a marketing company that takes care of my Bing, Yelp, Google,
okay. Like
two other things. I have another company that's marketing per se that it's all the high-end residential communities, and I'm in all of their magazines that they get printed out because Jan needs to know what Joe's doing.
Yeah, everyone wants a scoop, man. Fill in the detail.
Right, yep. Yeah, so, I got them doing that, and then I have the other company, like I said. But I'm always curious because you can never have enough what I call fishing lines out in the lake, which, sometimes you get a crappie, and sometimes you'll get a big mouth bass. It just depends. But if you don't have your lines in the water, you'll never know.
Yeah, man, definitely. What was that term? It was like, it was a famous baseball player. Also, Gretzky said it was like, you miss all the shots you don't even take, So,
You got it.
Yes, sir. Well, Kevin, I think we're going to get along just fine, man, by the way. But, as far as, your Google presence and stuff, I want to start with that because it's cool that you got things going on. Now, what we do is because we're a Google Premier Channel partner, we're able to expand on that in the right way for the right areas, for the right people. What do I mean by that?
Okay.
We want to make sure, because you're still in Kansas City area, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like I told Hawk, I'm about a 25-mile radius from, say, the middle of downtown. I live out in Harrisonville, which, honestly, that's still, right outside my prior address is like 25 miles, but there's so much work everywhere. You know how it is. Nobody wants to work. Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to say that, man. I think the problem is finding workers to work it.
I guess.
They're like, COVID kind of threw a curveball at everyone. They got used to it or something. I don't know. I can't pinpoint.
I don't know. I personally feel like somebody somewhere along the lines, and I just haven't found the video or something, of how to find a gold hole in your house to where you don't have to worry about working anymore. I don't know. But I'd love to find the gold hole and just roll in it.
Yeah, me too. When you find it, let me know.
Right, exactly. Because it's like, I don't know where this money pit is that everybody's got that. Because, even with the COVID payments, it's not like, don't get me wrong, if you got a big enough family, it's like a $20,000 check. But that only gets you so far for so long. It's like, that was almost 2 years ago now. What the hell?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. It's not like they're going to give you freaking arm and a leg, you know, like it's, I don't know about you, but for me, it's not even enough to survive. Like, even if I wanted to go something like that route, it's like, it doesn't make sense, you know? But dude, it's like.
Right. It was, honestly, it was enough for me to pay what I got, because I got a big enough, I got a bigger family. And
yeah,
I think
okay.
In total, like it was, I want to say it was close to like 30 grand in total. But I mean,
okay.
I make 70 a year normally.
Yeah.
And then since,
okay.
since I started my company a year ago, I've already grossed close to 100. But so, I mean,
wow,
just realistically speaking, like in today's economy with inflation and like all these different deficits, like, again,
yep.
Is there a YouTube video I didn't see that, like, if you dig so far down, there's a gold pit that you...
Yeah, man. You know, you know, if you had an old record playing, like, did I just get something? What the heck?
Right, exactly. And I mean, because I do mainly residential, but it's
okay.
Funny because I was talking with Hawk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to break into the commercial side of everything because it makes way better money. It's, you know, does that and other thing. And then the other day, actually, I won a bid for a commercial job. So it's like, well, I'm breaking into the commercial side now, so.
Gotcha. That's awesome, though. Congratulations on everything, man. Because I'm reading notes from Hawk over here, and he said that, like, you've barely been in the business for about a year with this, right? Is that right?
Yeah. I started last November.
Man, congratulations. You know, a lot of people can't say that, you know? It's rough.
Yeah. But like I said, squeaky wheel gets the grease, man. Like,
yep.
The main thing that I give you guys is you're persistent. And when I say that, like, because trust me, this morning, because I couldn't remember talking to Hawk, this morning he called, and I've been getting over COVID, and, like, I saw the number pop up, and I was like, what the fuck do these people want? Because he called me back-to-back twice, and I was like, what the, did I fucking tell him I talked to him? And then he called me again this afternoon, which led to this phone call. And I was like, hello? And he's like, hey, man, so I talked to you about a week and a half ago. Like, I was just following up, and I'm like.
He's right, like, this guy's like, film on my shoe,
man.
Uh-huh. Can't get rid of him.
Yep. Like I said, you will get the grease. And, I mean, my commercial job that I landed, just to give you an example, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I told him, you know, before he hopped off the call, I'm like, hey. Good job, man. Keep up, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that, I mean, that's good sales. He's like, I appreciate that. Thank you. But
yeah.
I started the bid on my commercial job I landed back in March.
Wow. Back in March?
And they couldn't, in March, and they couldn't find anybody that would meet the owner's, like, demands, and it's a nationwide construction company. Like, they do probably $500 million worth of work every year. And
all right.
I was like, basically kept bugging the fuck out of the owner. Right? I'm just squeaky wheel gets the grease. Like, every month I wouldn't get an answer back. So it's just like, hey, man, just following up. Just seeing if you need anybody still. I got 3 crews ready for you. Blah, 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 blah. And then I talked with the project manager, and he was like, well, I'll give you some insight. The owner wants it done cheap. And I was like, how about this? I'll give you cheap on pricing, because, like, I still come out ahead, like, 40 grand.
Oh, beautiful.
So
well,
like,
there you go.
Right, exactly. Like, I'll do cheap for you, but if I do cheap now, you have to let me get on the next 3 projects that you talked
exactly.
to me about prior. So it's like, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. Finally, you know, that we're at where we're at, and we're here where we're at now, so
yeah.
No turning back.
Well, that's great, man. I mean, so talk about Hawk. You know, he's a great guy, you know, great guy. Fellow martial artist as well, too. I mean, this guy's he's a real deal, man. And I say that because I'm reading notes from him as well, too. And he's asking to go ahead and give you a new business rate as well, too, man. So I'll make sure to keep his word as well, too. you know, seems like he's done you right.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, definitely, definitely. And then also, you know, just by reading views and things like that, I went to your browser, your website as well, too. I love it. Is this something, did you pay somebody else to do this website? Or did you do it yourself?
Which one do you, hold on. So this sounds really funny, but I have two websites.
You have the front door. Are you serious? You have two?
Yeah, so okay. Which one do you have? Because I can tell you if I made it or not.
Okay, I got the painting, KCLLC.
Yeah, I made that one.
You made this one. Nice, man.
Yeah, I made that one. And actually, I need to go on and update a bunch of the pictures because
yeah.
That's the one that, like, and actually, I need to go in and recode some stuff because there used to be one of those messaging bots that as soon as you open the page, I don't know if it's still there. I didn't see it last time I went on there. But I've been moving and life's crazy and I got to find time to at least breathe a little. So
yeah.
With that, I had a messaging bot that as soon as, like, you know, you'd click on the page, it would pop open that little mini window. It's like, hi, welcome to our page. Can I help you with anything? Are you interested in setting a new Yeah.
Gotcha, man. That's smart. Yeah. Well, listen, here's another thing, too. We're a one-stop shop here, man. So we can help a lot of these things as well, too. Actually, swear to God, all right, last person I helped out in business, she actually had everything, but she couldn't control it all. She was just getting too busy, and she was like, I need help managing this stuff, you know, and we were able to help her with that. So she had her website, which it makes things smoother and quicker on our end. So same thing for you. You have a website. Great. You have the domain. We'll put the link up. I mean, if you don't want us to touch it, we don't have to. You know, it looks good to me, to be honest. If you want us to go ahead and manage it for you, and we have an account management team there at your leisure Monday through Friday. If you want to run new promotions, put pictures, more testimonials, stuff like that, we got you on that, man. It's not our first rodeo.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's pretty cool stuff there. Because we're a premier Google channel partner, we get you up to not just Google being found for. So let's say if someone's looking for your services in nearby, right? They have to be in the service area that you actually get to choose up to 50 miles out. So you can give me zip codes, destinations, cities, things like that, counties. We can go ahead and add those. And as long as they're in those service areas searching for your services, let's say exterior painting or interior paint, right? Your business will be popped up on that first page of Google in up to 60 different directories. I know you mentioned a few of them, and we got those as well, too, for you. So it's a one-stop shop where you're not paying multiple other companies out there. We help you get up on Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chambers of Commerce. I mean, I'm just spitting my game out, like, just out of nowhere there. But that's just a very few of the 60 there that you can go ahead and be found from. All right? So we definitely make sure your brand awareness is on point. And the next thing is go ahead.
I don't want to cut you crazy short or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll just fast track, right?
Okay.
Because my marketing team that I already have with a different company, blah, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
They do a bunch of that stuff. I don't mind if you guys also do it. What are we talking with pricing? Because I got to get dinner going here soon. So
got to get the food. Yes, sir. All right, cool. I got you, man. Well, so once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, meaning, like, we don't talk to any of your customers. I'm sure Hawk kind of went over that. Okay, just making sure. You know, we close out the area, so it's per Google guideline stuff. You know, we don't want to have you guys go to competitors and leads going to everyone else. They talk directly to you. So here's the pricing, then. So everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement. We'll make sure you stick it out there at the beginning there to really see fruition come and play for you, okay? So, Kevin, your pricing is going to be a set flat rate month to month. No pay per lead, call, click, job, or anything like that. All right, again, for 50 miles out, it's at $299 a month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment out the door will be at $398 to get started. But then after that, it goes monthly, no contracts, at $299. And, you know, we want to make sure we earn your business each and every month because we're doing our job. You know, you're seeing results. We can focus on that commercial more than anything else. So that way, you know, when that phone rings, it's a valuable call in the right area for your business that you want to provide. Does that make sense?
Okay. So you said that it's every 2 months, So it's basically a 2-month contract that I have a verbal agree with that you guys probably record and so forth and so on. And
well, no, actually. So a 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning. So just in the very beginning, we ask the state to stick it out for 2 months. So the first initial payments to get started, and then every month it's just going to be $299 on the same day. And yes, we do have, we call it voice verification to make sure we agree to do what we say we're going to do for you. Yeah.
Right. Okay, yep. And then what about after that 2-month, you know, we'll call it initiation, right?
Okay.
2-month initiation. Yeah. Then what does it go to after that?
Just $299. That's it.
Every month. So after the 2-month agreement, then it's a continual still, the $299 a month, besides for that initial startup, which you said was, hold on, I did the math.
$299 a month after. That's all it is. I got you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to work the calculator and talk to you and.
You're good.
Okay,
man. You're good.
So,
you're a businessman. I love it.
So you're talking about. So basically, let's say we're planning out a year, right?
Okay.
So $99 initiation. Like startup fee, whatever, you know, invitation fee, whatever you want to call it. And then after that, it's $299, which would bring it up to $3,687, sorry.
Yep, you're right on point.
For a
year, $3,289 for 11 months, right? So, and then your initiation fee, yep, you're right on point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'll give you guys a whirl, and... we'll do our 2 months.
Beautiful.
We'll see how everything goes. If I can get some calls from you guys, then I obviously, like, anytime you pay for something, I want to see a return somewhat.
Of course, man.
So
a return on your investment.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, cause at that point, it's like I could just give my kids a bunch of money into a fund, and then I could use that money and try to, like, you know, buy a house with it and then make that house a rental or an Airbnb and do everything else that everybody else does.
I know, right? Get me wrong, man. Just, all right, so, yes, remember, it's an investment, right? Because, and we want to make sure we're working with you to a point where we earn your business for a long time. We don't want to, obviously, it doesn't do us any good. Let's put it this way. If you sign on with us, right, when you sign on with us, you know, and we're working with you, it's in our best interest that you do well. Because if you don't, we don't earn your business for a long time, right? You'll be in and out. And guess what? There's bad reviews. There's all these things, too. We don't want that. We want to make sure we get everything on point in a timely manner for you as well. So that way that you stick with us. And, hey, maybe in the future you're like, hey, John, I want to do extra stuff. I want to do more things. What else you got? Great. We can help you with that. You know what I mean? Question here for you, though. Do you have Facebook business page? I just want to make sure on this.
Yeah, I have a Facebook business page.
Okay. So, yeah, you got a lot going on, man. We can help manage that for you as well, too, and help with Facebook ads. This is included with your stuff. So, I'm not trying to upset you nothing, man. Yes. So,
that's a big one.
Yeah, so the way that works is, let's say I look up, you know, some of those keywords that you get to choose, up to 50, right? And then I type it in, I see your website, see reviews, great pictures, testimonials, but I don't need your service at the current moment. I go on Facebook later to catch up with some old friends, and I'm like, bam, I see your ads on there, right? Because I typed in those keywords. Now, marketing 101, Kevin, they see you all the time. Guess what? When the time comes when they actually need your service, they're more than likely to give you a call first, right? Because you're everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
Correct.
All right. Well,
so
let's go ahead and what you got?
So, because I've already given you a couple good, like, what do you want to call them, sayings or whatever the hell. So, a good way that I describe what you were describing, because I did third-party management with a bunch of different, like, multi-billion-dollar companies, is – help me help you help us.
Yes, sir. Some Jerry Maguire stuff right there.
Right.
My guy right here. I love it, Kevin. All right. Well, we'll do that then, man. Let's get you going. I'm going to do a few things here. It takes like 10 minutes. I know you're trying to cook dinner and all that, man.
No, I'm lazy tonight. I got COVID too. Like, we're doing COVID.
Dang, man. You know, I caught COVID twice. The first time was nothing. Second time, I started writing a will, man. I thought I was a goner. How was it for you? Because you sound great.
So, like, I'm getting over it the second time. I still, like, get the night sweats. I still got congestion in my chest and drained, like, all my energy. But I think I caught COVID twice now, because the first time was, like, the November before COVID was a thing, right? And I knew probably, like, 15 people that had this, like, severe upper respiratory infection.
Yeah.
That, like, people were dying from it. They were catching pneumonia. Like, but it wasn't COVID yet, right? And I was just telling Hawk this, too. I was like, because he was like, oh, man, it's some wicked stuff. And I'm like, honestly, this time's not that bad. If the time before, like, I was sick for a month straight with, like, a medium to high fever for, like, 3 weeks, you know, completely drained, constantly coughing, deep chest congestion to the point where, like, I was coughing and blowing the blood vessels throughout my body and my eyes. Oh. Like, I didn't even realize I coughed that hard. And I went up, because I was managing, actually at a dealership, I went up to go give a client a car. And they were like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? Like, you know, I'm sick. I'm like, yeah, why? What's going on? Like, dude, your eyes are red. Like, you have no white left in your eyes. I was like, what? And I went and looked in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, God, I look like a demon.
You've been scaring these people in the body at that point.
Now.
Yeah.
Right, buy your car, I promise. I promise there's nothing attached.
This
is Earthborn Son.
That's hilarious, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, everyone has some different things. I guess it's just each their own, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad you're all right, though, man. Yeah.
You like you said, walking and breathing.
Like, cracking up. Oh, my God. All right, well, Kevin, I want to make sure I got you.
On the reverse side.
What was that?
On the reverse side, right? Like,
yeah.
If you can make a client laugh, right?
Yeah.
90, and this is from my personal database of, like, what I've noticed and collected. 90% of the time, if I can make a client laugh and, like, oh, have that personability, but it's that laughter, right? Like, once you start that, then it starts like, oh, well, what do you do for fun? Blah, blah, blah. Like, once you get that initial kick, it's like, all right, game on, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I like having a conversation to help, you know? Like, I know it's like, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt, man, because we're on the phone and everything, but that's just me personally in general. That's why I love working in this company, because, you know, we're making it personal to really help all companies, and it's fulfilling. It really is, man. We get reviews up there, you know, like, hey, yeah, these guys helped me out and made it comfortable in the beginning and throughout the end and everything, so I love it, you know? So it's pretty cool stuff. So you're in good hands, bro. My manager says we're not Allstate, but you're in good hands. Yeah, you guys, bro.
Oh yeah. All
right. So,
all right.
Kevin,
well,
let's get this
between
thing
Hawk and you.
Yeah.
Yep. I was gonna say between Hawk and you, like, you got my go ahead. I'll give you guys a whirl and we'll see what we can twirl with it.
All right. Sounds good, my man. Well, let me go ahead. I want to make sure break down a few things, too, okay, because there's a few things that come to play as far as the time length. If anyone tells you to get you up on Google in the first few days, they're lying out at the teeth to you, okay? So we're going to set up.
There's a whole chain of events that has to happen.
yeah. So we make sure that we make it as smooth as possible. So one of the logins things I would say that takes is actually Google's they set out, like, it's per Google guidelines. I don't know why they send it through a letter, but hey, they do it. So they send it in the mail, and they physically mail it to you, and you have to validate your business. Meaning, like, you can call them, you can mail it back, however. Yeah. So once
my marketing company that I have already, honestly, it took about a week and a half, and then Bing took, like, a month because it got lost. That verification card got completely lost, and – you know, they kept calling me, and they're like, hey, did you get that card yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And trust me, I've been going up to the actual post office, collecting my mail, because they're having a shortage of workers, and they're only running my mail every 3 days. And they're like, wow. Really? And I'm like, yeah. So it's not that I haven't not got it, because I'm up their ass, because I get checks through the mail through some of my clients. So I'm like, no, I'm, you know, up their ass to get my money as well as the rest of my mail. And no, I have not gotten the Bing verification card yet. They're like, all right, well, I'll tell them to resend it again. So they sent it again, got lost again. And then they sent it the third time, and I finally got it. So, yeah, no, I definitely understand.
Yeah, all right, cool. I just want to make sure, you know, we are all very transparent here, man. So I want to make sure I give you all the laydown of stuff here. But because you have stuff already taken care of, I would be the lead on your account. But we're going to have our account management team to back you up, run promotions if you need it. They're there for you. They're our tech. They work magic for you, man. So we'll get to that in a second. Just want to make sure you have this whole breakdown of stuff. You know, directories, you already have some submitted, so it could be even quicker. So this is just our average on there. But we have our client dashboard, and the directories will be submitted within the first 5 to 7 days. So we'll move very fast on that. And that's your fully customizable tracking system. You get to see where these people are calling from, what keywords are being found for, all of that. Yeah, and you can change it if you want to, too. So we give you the login, password, and everything. So, again, very transparent. As far as your web page, though, did you want us to build you a new one? Do you want us to modify the one you have? What would you like to do with that?
So that's where the complexity comes into play, right?
Okay, yeah.
And that's why my other marketing company I have built a whole other website. And they're like, we do it, you know, for free. Don't have to worry about anything. We just do it because you have an account with us. I'm like, okay. Like, but if you want, you can go ahead and get a hold of the company that you got that website that you've already built through, see if you can buy the domain from them, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking move. I have like 14 jobs going in the next month. I have so much life that is happening right now.
Yeah.
That, no, I don't have the capability to, you know, spend an hour and a half on the phone. Honestly, and obviously I'm sick with COVID, so I have time now.
All right.
But, you know, they were like, well, instead of us building a website for you, we can just manage the one you have. But you'll have to buy the domain from the company that you, you know, purchase the domain through as a rental. And you'll have to see if they'll sell it to you. And if they do, cool. If not, then, you know, we're at where we're at. And I'm like, yeah, but it's only like, my domain only cost me, I think it's like $20 a month. So it's like, and my email's through that. And all my clients have that email through that domain. So it's like, but if I switch everything, I have to go through the last 58 jobs I've done and email everybody my new email and then hope to God I didn't forget somebody and they email the old email and it's not even valid.
Holy crap.
So it's like, right.
It sounds like a cluster of stuff.
On top of, like I said, living life and we just moved, and I'm trying to grow the company, and the company is a fucking pain in the ass just in itself, like, let alone, let's add, like, 14 other things that have to be done on top of the bidding and the actual work and keeping my guys in check and getting their payroll done, and,
you
got it.
All right. All right, we'll get to this stuff. So as far as the domain, though, you know, we'll get to that. So I want to make sure to confirm a few things on my end over here, and we'll touch base on it in a few seconds here. So Kevin, it's under Kevin Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, correct?
Cool. Hold on. Which aspect?
That's your first and last name.
Okay, yeah. No, you said it's under, and I'm like, hold on, what's under what?
Oh, okay. All right, got you. I'm just building everything here on my end for the Google profile and all that, so we've got to keep it on point. We are going to be sending you an invoice to an email and also, you know, future contact as well, too. What's the best email I could send it over to?
KevinWillis@PaintingKCLLC.com.
PaintingKCLLC.com. That's a smart one. I love it. Okay.
And see, it's my company name. Like, yeah. I did a lot of research with the marketing and the understanding. And, yeah, trust me, whenever you tell somebody, do you have my business email? And they're like, yeah. And then it's my actual company's name.com. They're like, oh, okay. All right, yeah, that's a lot easier. Like, yeah, isn't it? That's why I don't want to give it up for $20 a month, because it's my company's fucking name.
Yeah. Heck yeah, I would fight for that, you know, through my teeth, and oh man, I would claw for that sucking. Yeah, definitely. That's for
right.
Sure.
Right. So, I mean, because a lot of companies, you know, so the site the other company built for me is, and it's a good name. It's not a bad name at all, because it's paintingkcmo.com, which the only thing they changed was from LLC is to Missouri, you know, Mo. But it's like, yeah, but that's not my company name, though. It's a good name, but it's not my company's name.
Right, exactly.
You know, you don't go to walmartish.com.
Right. Like, wait a minute, I missed out on there for sure.
Right, like, shit, here we go. I'm going to get some off-brand Nikes that are Nokies.
Right. In the letter, spelled differently, bro. Oh, my God. All right, I got you. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email through Google Calendar for our technicians, because we need to set up a tech call. So this is going to be, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You would have to have an hour window is the most it will take, for them to go over more magic with you. Okay. So I'm going to start, it could be quicker just because I'm going to go over so much with you right now, which takes quick as well, but I don't want them starting from scratch.
Yeah,
talking, and you have to do it all over, man. Now the phone number they can reach you, is it this number that we're talking on right now? The 9444?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
And isn't that such an easy number? It's such an easy number.
It is. Yeah, it really is. It's all about that, too. It really is.
Right. And trust me, I've changed carriers twice, and I have argued with each time I've switched. Like, I want my fucking number. And they're like, well, you have to buy out the contract and do that. I'm like, no. My contract is up to date. And you don't have to buy out shit. I want my fucking number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd fight for it, too, man. I would. I really would. So, Kevin, now, what time works? Do you have availability tomorrow, by any chance?
Well, from 1 to 4 Central Time, I'll actually be busy. Because I have to go check on a couple job sites and sign a couple contracts and pick up some paychecks for my guys to get paid.
Okay.
So from 1 to 4, I'm booked. But you guys can call me from 9 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, until, let's say, 12:30. Well, let's say 12, because you said it might take an hour. And then anytime after 4, I'm completely free as well.
Okay, got you. Just to make sure, because I'm screwed up on my time zones all the time. They run off of PST time. Me personally, I'm in East Coast time, so I'm in between both of y'all. Right now, what time is it exactly over there? Is it like, is it 6?
5:58.
5:58? Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. All right, so I'm going to shoot for 8 a.m. on their time, which makes it 10 a.m. at your time. Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second so I can add that in my calendar. Just so whenever I get a call from a random number at 10, I'm not like, fuck this guy, I'm not answering him.
Love it. No, you want to save this number because this number is going to be your direct number for your contact for the technicians and account management team. So make sure you save the number, man. I'm gonna send it.
Okay, I definitely will.
Right. All right, bro.
I just added it too, so I'll have two notifications.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I get so many calls from so many different people trying to sell me shit, and it's just like, every time I'm just like, I'm going to fucking regret this. Hello? Hi, so are you in the market for... Never mind, fuck that.
Yep, you already know. It's like, also, I didn't tell you, we do get rid of a lot of your spam and robocalls too. So that's our client dashboard. You get to see how many gets excluded from you.
I'm telling you, I get 15 a day. It's so goddamn annoying.
Yeah, bro. I bet you. Yeah, I bet you. So we'll make sure to go ahead and help you out with that as well, okay? But
awesome.
In the meantime,
honestly.
Yeah.
So my marketing team that I have now, you guys are honestly like double the amount. But
really, okay.
And because they're 15, so I have like their platinum edition, whatever the hell you want, platinum model.
Yeah.
And it's like $15.98 or something a year, and you guys are like close to $4, but you get what you pay for. So we'll see. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I guess we'll see.
Listen, and please stay in contact if you have any concerns or anything like that too. Again, I'll be a leader. I'm gonna check in time to time. You know, I don't want to just.
I'm needy.
Oh, really?
Not like I'm gonna bug you constantly, but whenever I got a question or something's going on. Oh, you'll know. Like the company I told you I have the magazines through. So every month they send me a revised edition of what my ad's gonna look like, and then they. Like, on top of that, they also show me what the page is going to look like with my ad, right? And this last month, they sent me a thing, and I'm like, no, we're not doing a teal blue. Like, no, do orange. Like, if you guys want to choose a color out of my fucking, you know, company's logo, do fucking orange. That teal looks like dog ass. Like, don't do that.
Hey, color
and
makes
the lady
every difference.
Was like, oh, my God, okay. Yeah, well, our designers... You know, they have a plethora of things they can choose from. I don't know if we can find something in orange. And, like, 4 days later, she sent me something that was in orange. And I'm like, that's better. And it's Halloween. Like, don't fucking do teal. For the love of fucking God, don't do fucking teal. That, I don't know. Teal, to me, is one of the, like, most hideous colors to see on an ad. Because it's not blue.
Right,
it's not
green.
And it's kind of like if you put yellow and green together, you get baby shit green. Like, no, don't fucking do that. Please don't do that.
It's like being 20, right? You're in between the 18 and the 21.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. You're like, I swear, I'm a grown-ass adult. I just can't buy liquor.
Right.
This is bullshit.
Yep. Oh, my God. All right, listen, Kevin, I got the... email sent over to you on the Google Calendar. Can you confirm so that way
mm-hmm.
you can give a reminder to our text as well, too?
Gotcha.
All right, cool. And then in the meantime, all right, just got it. I want to make sure everything's on point throughout the web. So painting space KC, comma, and then of course it's another space, LLC. Is that right? Or is there any missing any dots or anything like that?
Okay, my question is, are you talking about legality company name?
No, what you want to be found for. Yeah. So your main company you want to be found for. What would you say?
Okay, yeah. So it'd be painting space KC, comma LLC.
Yes.
But I think this is where I'm gonna have to like refer to you guys, right? Because.
Okay.
There's a lot of companies I noticed that are LLCs that whenever you Google stuff, it doesn't pop up LLC. It pops up as just the main name rather than the comma LLC or comma Inc., comma, you know, S Corp, like all those different tax abbreviations, basically. So it's like.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, for example,
right,
I run my own company as well on the side there, you know, and it's LLC. Now, do I put it all up out there? It depends, man. You know, very first thing is for this, though, this is for the Google guideline part. So we want to make sure that everything's exactly the same. So your business name, the address on there, and if you don't want to put the address on Google itself physically up there, perfectly fine. We don't have to, but we just need to have
it. I don't want to get support, so I don't care.
All right. All right, cool. We're good. You're fine then, man.
We can send however many randos down to the ghetto we want. It's fine. Like, if you feel like deciding to go into the hood where I used to live at, go for it, man. Not going to bother me none, but the pit bulls across the street might bite your ankles.
Oh, my God. All right, well, wait. So I got to – So, Kevin, now I need an address, a physical address for them to send this over to as well, too. Remember that letter in the mail thing I was telling you about? Is there an address?
All right. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'm ready for you, man.
All right. 305.
Uh-huh.
Brook Ridge, all one word. BROOKRIDGE.
Yep.
Drive. Harrisonville, Missouri. 64701.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. It goes a little too fast for me. So I got Harrison, Missouri, obviously. What was that?
Harrisonville. And then it should be 64. If I could hold on, give me 1 second. I'll Google my own address.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's 64701, but just give me 1 second.
01.
Yep, 64701. Like I've typed 710 so many times that my girl's like, "You're stupid. We've been here for like a month."
my girl actually did the same thing to me, no joke. So, all right, I got 64701. All right, and then Harrisonville, just to make sure, because I'm horrible with spelling, Harrison, Bill, Ville.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. All right, cool, man. Just making sure.
So, but I'll give you the quick heads up for billing, right? Service address.
Okay.
Is different than billing address, because billing address on my credit card, I haven't switched over yet.
Beautiful. That's okay. No worries. We'll make sure I take care of that. I'll get there when we get there.
Sure, you're good.
There. Yeah, I got you, Bill.
I promise. I'm trying to be helpful.
No, I appreciate that, man. I really do. You'll be surprised at some of the calls I can take with that. And they're duplicating it themselves. Lord help me.
So a good example, right? The marketing company I would go through, which is Optima, with them. So whoever set up the account, whoever set up the account got the wrong expiration date on my card.
Oh.
And, you know, the shenanigans happens. It's whatever. It's life, right?
Yeah.
But they called me and they're like, "Hey, we've been trying to run your payment this month and it's not going through. Is there a problem with the account?" And I was like, "No, I have $9,000 in my account. What are you talking about?" "Well, it's not running through." And I'm like, "What card do you have on file?" And, you know, they ran my card number. And I'm like, "That's correct." And they're like, "Here's your your CVS or CVC, whatever the hell it is."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's correct." And I was like, "What's your expiration date?" Because my wallet got stolen from a prior employee. I was like, "What's your expiration date? Because that's different on my new card." And they're like, "Oh, it's 09 of 25. And I was like, "Oh, no." "Oh, no, that's completely wrong." And they're like, "Oh, well, I don't know where we got that number from." And I'm like, "Honestly, me neither, but it's 11 of 26. Like,
"Oh, my God."
Yep, it ran through. I was like, "That's what I figured. I have money in the account, but you definitely scared me." So I was like, "Wait, did somebody hack my account and now I'm broke? Oh, God. Oh, oh God."
No. Screw that, bro. No, thank you.
Right, but, we live in such a digital age. I mean, all it takes is, you know, I buy my girl an adult toy or something, right? And that one time, you're like, "All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and buy it from some Chinese company that's over in, you know, Mulan." Like, fuck it. And they ship it over, and then fucking 6 months later, they're like, "Hey, by the way, we charged you another $8,000. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Nope. I pass on that one. Yeah, I don't trust any of that.
That's the age we live in. So it's like,
yeah.
Hold on. I bought shit that's international. Please tell me I didn't fuck up. Please tell me. Okay, I didn't fuck up. And somebody else fucked up along. Okay. Woo! My butthole puckered so hard.
Man, oh, my Lord. I would murder something on that one. Oh, wow. I'm recording. Sorry.
Right,
I'm going to
exactly.
keep going and continue here. I'm in trouble
now.
So, Kevin, the name on the card, though, it's going to be Kevin Willis, or is it going to be with a middle initial or anything like that?
No, it'll be Kevin Willis if you need okay. to. I haven't had any issues running it, but every car generator is different. It's Kevin Willis, but also on that car that I'm going to be giving you is Painting KC because it's a business account. So, but
okay.
Kevin Willis should be covered. There's no middle initial or anything.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right, gotcha, gotcha. Again, we're not doing an exact moment right now, but when we get there, we'll get there. So here, we're going to go over a few words off the top of your mind here, far as what services you want to be found for, like high-quality work, commercial, painting, you know, things like that. Spit them out for me.
Okay. Painting.
Oh, yep.
Residential. Commercial. Drywall repair.
Drywall.
Wallpaper removal.
Paper removal.
Wood rot repair.
Repair, okay.
That's basically it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, nope. I try to stay in my lane whenever it comes to work.
I got you, bro. All right. And what about, like, drywall patches? Do you do anything like that as well?
Well, that's why I said drywall repair. Like, I'll do
okay.
minor drywall repair. Anything
okay.
besides, like, drywalling a whole room,
mm-hmm.
because it's not even worth my time and effort because I'm not skilled enough. I got guys that work for me, love drywall, right?
Yeah.
Hate fucking painting. But,
yeah.
but... Anytime I'm like, hey, I need you to patch this, like, 3-inch diameter hole that somebody shoved their head through a wall, you're like, oh, my God, I thought you would never ask me to do this.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Today's the day, bud.
Well,
there you go. Have fun.
Yep. it happens, man. It happens. All right, well, we'll make sure to stick with these words for now. Now, I'm going to put, please advise, customer may want to add more. So when you talk to our text tomorrow, if you anything more comes to mind that we possibly forgot or just didn't get to mention today, you get to add it with them as well. Again, it's at any time as
okay.
well, but I just want to make sure the beginning starts strong and fresh for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate it. I try to, that's why I said I try to stay in my lane because I would rather be exuberantly proficient and what I do,
yeah,
and narrow that down. Because even my guy that started with me, my first guy ever, right? He was like, "Oh fuck!" Whenever we started, I started working with you. You did everything. Like you do anything and everything. You didn't give a shit. Now you're like, "Nah, fuck that. We're only doing painting. We do minor drywall shit. We'll do a little bit of plaster work here and there. You know, we'll refinish some drywall that has to deal with a small diameter. But besides that, nah." Nah, I mean, you got the tools to do it, but nah. I was like, right, exactly. Because I don't want to be the company, I don't want to be a GC, because then I got to get licensed, and then I got to get bonded. And that's a lot of extra money to hope you get enough work. I'm all right, fuck that. I'll just paint shit. I'll make it look pretty. I'll cover your fuck-ups with my mud and caulk and paint. But besides that, I'm not, no, fuck that. Your job, not mine. Fuck you. Go away.
Kevin, crack me up, man. Holy macro. All right, brother. All right, continue. Man's going to murder me here. All right. A few things. So I'm going to make sure you're about 50 miles out of Harrisonville, yeah? Or where would you like to make sure you're 50 miles out from?
Okay, so set your center point on the map for, like, dead ass center of Kansas City, right? Like,
Kansas City. Okay.
And then go 35 miles out.
Okay, got you. So I'll put 35 miles over there.
Yeah, anything that's within that realm should be okay. Like, and honestly, if I can keep the commercial side going all later down the road, like as long as everything is peachy keen per se with you guys, I'll probably span it out 50 miles.
Okay.
But,
well, actually, we can do 50 miles now without additional charge.
Go ahead, fuck it. Go ahead and do 50 miles out.
All right. Why not, you know? Why not?
Right. Fuck it. Go ahead.
Yep. Hey,
we're already there. I'm already in the boat, okay? Fuck it. Go ahead. Keep paddling.
Yes, sir. I got the oars for you, my man. All right. Now, Kevin, the phone number that I'm calling you on, is this the number you would like them to call, customers?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you accept text messages from them and emails as well, or just phone?
Correct. I'll accept anything except something that'll get me in trouble with my fiance. Anything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Text message. Tinder. If that's what it comes down to, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it has to be about work. Okay. Like she will kill me.
It might be a different way. All right, continue. What about hours of operations? We got Monday through Friday, 24/7.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
7:30 a.m. until 6:00 p.m.
6 p.m. Gotcha. And then, how do you accept payments from your customers? Do you have PayPal, check, card?
I got you. Okay. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, business check, cash, credit card. I don't have enough clients yet. That credit card matters because, honestly, if you got a credit card, you can go through Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll take away credit card on that then. Okay, so.
Yeah, so I mean, like, because I have my business account, I can take a check. That's perfectly fine. Cash is always acceptable, you know. Money, greenbacks are always favorable. But Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Facebook Pay, if they really need it.
Okay.
I can do everything but a credit card.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say on the Facebook thing, that's a tech question for them, tomorrow.
I prefer just like, honestly, just write me a fucking check. Just be a normal human being that pays for things and write a goddamn check. But if you don't want to write a check, I'll do a digital check, I guess.
Yeah, man. I know that. All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a second check. I always do that's kind of weird as far as check. But I'm going to do a second run-through right now. I always do 3 run-throughs before I do anything further there. So give me a second. I want to make sure everything's set.
Like one of my clients that I've done a bunch of work for, like I've done probably 12 grand worth of work for them. They emailed me the other day and they're like, hey, do you take credit card? I'm like, are you going to pay me more? Because I have to take a hit whenever you fucking pay for credit card.
It's so true, like, man.
I'm good because it's a 3-point, what is it? I could look it up real quick. I'm pretty sure it's like a 3.98% plus $20 fee to run a credit card through my invoicing. And I'm like,
it's crazy, man.
Be a normal fucking human being and just fucking write a check, you weirdo.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
I opened a business account for checks for a reason. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, they give it to you for free, some of them, man. I'm not even going to get into that one. But some people.
Well,
all right, bro.
So, like, where I live at, we have Community America, right, which is the Chiefs checking company, right? Like, they're the home of the Chiefs for all the Chiefs money. And that's a real thing. But the thing that cracks me up, though, is it's like I went through all the headache, which took an hour, to open a fucking business account through them, and I've had more people go, do you take credit card? Like, no, write a fucking check. What are you doing? Write a fucking check. That way, not only I bump my head, get in a car accident, something crazy happens, and I don't remember you wrote me the check, guess what? If I cash your check, it's in my fucking account, and I can look at the black and white and know. Oh, Janice from 2716 paid me $6,000 to paint her fucking house.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, it's I'm not gonna say any further momentum, you know. Well, Kevin, so I got a few things here really quick. We have two little last steps here. One is our voice verification. Then we're going to do a payment process right there. And then I'm going to have you sign our terms and conditions, and you'll be all set from squared away, okay? So this part here, you just got to make sure it sounds clear as possible. If you have questions regarding anything, I'd be more than happy to answer it for you. You just got to say, John, can you stop for a second? I have a question on this, all right?
John, I've had like 14 shots and like 4 beers. I don't know if I'm of a rap mind at this point. I'm fucking with you. You're good. Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, you got to be sharing at this point. No, I'm kidding. All right. So here we go.
Hey, you got to come to the address I gave you, okay?
I'm about to.
I got a gallon of Espolone in my fridge. I got another gallon of Hornitos. I have another gallon of some Grey Goose. I have like 14 shot bottles on the top of my fridge, and me and my girl keep our beer fridge stocked. So like,
goals.
You got to have it. You just got to come over.
All right, my man. I'll take you up on that. You know, I'll travel over.
Hey, no, I'm telling you, like, you show up, and I'm like, who the fuck? And you'd be like, it's John, you know, from local Splash, bro. Come on now, and I'd be like, shit, John fucked up next. Come on, dog, let's go.
Crack me over. All right, man. All right, so, Kevin, I'm going to get it started, brother. And then, again, just sound as clear as possible for me. All right, all right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Name of my company is Painting KC LLC.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
It is Kevin M. Willis. I am the sole proprietor owner of the company.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. Kevin, you seem like a pretty smart guy, so I don't have to go over this too much, but if you get anyone calling and saying they're asking for more money, and they're saying, even if they're saying Local Splash, do not fall for that. They're not us. Okay? This is your fixed rate. Okay?
So, a real quick note. I don't know if we're recording still, but I don't know if you remember, but I told you I get like 15 calls a day. I'm just like, yeah, no, fuck them.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, we're on the same page. All right, here we go. We'll continue. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do. That is correct. All right.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That is correct.
Awesome. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 29th in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day on the 29th of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges from the next month of service, though. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal terms?
John?
Yes, sir?
Can we do the first? We can do today's payment on the 29th. That is, that is completely correct. Can we do the first of every month so it's so much easier to remember?
You're killing me, bro. Let me check right now.
I'm sorry, but it'll make it so much easier because I have payments for like 9 different things that go out every month. If it's not applicable, I'll put a reminder in my phone for the 29th for you guys.
Please do, Parker. Do me a solid on that one because that would be very difficult.
All right. All right, John. You're lucky that you've made me laugh so much and you've entertained my bullshit. Okay, all right, yes. Yes, I agree.
All right.
I agree to the 29th of every month.
Right.
I'll put it in my calendar as a recurring date that I have to pay you guys.
All right.
$2.99 per month after this first initial payment.
All right, sounds good, man. Sounds good.